Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
The dynamic duo.
Don't feed me crap.
Of Boston Sports Radio.
Yeah, get it right, stupid.
Felger and Mass. Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
From the Town Fair Tire Studio, simulcast NBC Sports Boston, courtesy of DraftKings. It is Felger and Maz here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. The all-important spring ratings book over. So with that, you get a whole lot of vacations. Thus, the permutation of today's Felger and Maz. No Felger, no Maz. You get yours truly, Big Jim Murray, here in the facilitation station. And boy, am I going to be taking advantage of that. As I started the email chain with these guys this morning, in the interest of full disclosure, I said, I got nothing. Like, these stories, what's going on in the world of sports right now, get ready for a whirlwind of facilitation. What do you guys feel about this? Tell me your thoughts on this, because I don't feel strongly on much. So you get me here, Adam Jones in the Maz chair, and Matt McCarthy in my normal spot. Boys, hello.
Jim, Adam, pleasure.
Hi. Good, you?
Yeah.
Peachy.
Quick question for you to start. Any of you hear Fred Tutcher this morning talking about his temporary paralysis brought on by the stress of commuting from this gross building in this filthy, crime-ridden area?
No.
He said he had like a freak-out driving home yesterday, so much so that the man's right arm locked up because he's had it with the commute. And that's something, I don't know, I think you do, Matt. Like, I wholeheartedly sympathize with that because it took me yet another hour to get here and stop and go traffic, and he's had it. I've had it. I think a lot of people have had it with this commute. So I thought about this literally on the way in because Lord knows I had the time. Here's what I propose to the management here at Beasley Media ease this stress and incentivize us, those of us who are counting the days until we're out of this building. They tell us maybe anywhere from the beginning of August to the end of August. We'll see. Hold a raffle to see which one of us gets to blow up the building. I'm completely serious.
Great.
Contact a demolition company. One that specializes in TNT and dynamite rather than like the big wrecking ball.
Mm-hmm.
Pay them. Then you recoup the money while also raising more money for a charity of the company's choice by charging $50 a raffle ticket and an arm's length that's, say, $350, $400.
I'm in for $100.
See? The winner of the raffle.
I'm in for 50.
The winner of the raffle gets to push the button and blow up the building when we're finally out of here and we go to Waltham.
I might go to 200.
$5,000 right here. And you know why? I don't hate the location of the building one bit. No problem. I live south of town. Traffic doesn't faze me.
Ugh.
I'm not a giant baby about it. I would just like to blow some stuff up. That sounds fun. $5,000.
You don't
right
get to
now.
Be part of this. It's those of us that have
See,
had it.
I feel like I'm dreading the new commute much more.
Yeah, 128 ain't much better, Jim.
Yeah, I'm dreading the new commute.
Better building, though. Better building.
Yeah,
that's fine. It's mileage-wise, it's actually longer for me, but we're incentivized to stay there. There's a gym. There's going to be a calf. We're surrounded by civilization.
Yeah.
There's not. I'm looking
to get my pump on in that new gym. I'm going to be doing that.
So yeah. I pay $100 a month in tolls. I will take all hundred. I will take $1,200 and I will put it into this raffle so I can hit the button.
See, Jimmy gets it. Like, if you think
get me out of here,
Fred and I are not the only ones who have had it with this place. There's no shot. You would raise thousands and thousands of dollars, and just think of the sheer joy you would feel. Or I know I would. If I won and I got to be the one who blows this building to smithereens, I would feel like a kid on Christmas. I need to make this happen. So I'm not kidding. Contact a demolition company, pay them, hold a raffle, $50 a ticket. I'm in for a few G's.
You don't want to take like the sledgehammer to it and take out frustration that way?
No, I want to see it blow up. And hopefully it'll take
some. I'm with you, Jim.
Hopefully it'll take some of this area with it. It is just, all right, okay. I've never sympathized with anyone on this station more than I heard. The poor man's arm locked up. He had stress-related paralysis, it sounded like. He had to call a doctor, and they gave him Xanax.
I was unaware of this.
Yeah. No, it's like, okay, it's not just me. All right, with that, we do have baseball boy here, Matt McCarthy. So I figured we'd start Red Sox this first hour because there is something I do feel strongly about, and that's the overrating of this month for the Red Sox. I mean, look, there's statistical fact here. Boston Sports Info. Many of us follow him on Twitter. Boston Sports Info on Twitter. He didn't have room for the O. I saw this morning, best win percentage in the month of June in team history. They're 16-4 with six games remaining. The only thing close is 1901, 121 years ago when they were 20-5. So they're at this, 800 winning percentage. It's a ridiculous clip. And I see the likes of Milliken and others, Jared Carabas at DraftKings, all pants off after they sweep the lowly Tigers last night. And okay, they're cleaning up on crap. Neat. But can you talk to me when they actually start beating real teams? Granted, last weekend, real series against a real team in the St. Louis Cardinals. Other than that, it's crap after crap after crap. So you tell me there, baseball boy. Am I being too much of a prick to look at this and say, like, all right, calm down? Or are they actually building something right now?
No, you're not necessarily being too much of a prick. Just a small one. But no, I mean, here's the thing, Jim. You're going to beat up on bad teams in baseball because that's just the way baseball is in 2022. There are teams like the Detroit Tigers, the Oakland A's, the Baltimore Orioles, the Kansas City Royals. You can name half the league. They're not trying to win. So are the Red Sox going to clean up on those teams? Yes. They are going to get somewhat of an awakening here, playing the Guardians, playing the Blue Jays. Now the schedule gets real again. Are they going to be more competitive than they were in April against these teams? When they really got, I think, thoroughly outclassed by the rest of the American League East, yes, I think they'll be more competitive. Are they going to do what they've done over the last month? Not a chance in hell. They're not that good. They're a playoff team. They're perfectly fine. They're not as bad as they were in April, and they're sure as hell not as good as they've played over the last month. It's somewhere in between.
We talked about this for a minute because you and I worked Saturday morning at the Open in Brookline, and Jones, like, I feel like at this point, the way they are playing, like, they are beating up on crap. I'll give them a little bit of credit there, but they're going to almost get in by default because so many other teams in the American League, like McCarthy just pointed out, they just suck.
Well, and the whole, I don't know about you guys, and I don't mean to throw a curveball, but I hate the whole new format for baseball.
Oh, so do I.
It's horrible.
Like, just adding another playoff team for what? Like, why are we doing this? So I think it takes a lot of the urgency. You can start 10-19 and be like, yeah, whatever. It's a long season. We could turn this around. Not that you couldn't do it with four or five teams, but it's just that much less urgency for everybody in the American League or in baseball, for that matter. So, look, I don't love the format. I'm not buying in on what they're doing. Dare I say they've peaked too soon, as I've been wont to do with other teams around here, because every team around here now apparently starts like crap. The Patriots last year, the Celtics this year, now the Red Sox. So I wonder, yet again, if a team is peaking too early. And, you know, McCarthy referenced the 7-14 start against the AL East. That's what they are right now. They're 7-14 in the division. You're about to play a crap ton of the division at Toronto, where like half your roster can't play because of COVID. Tampa, New York, at Tampa, at New York. There's another Cleveland and another Chicago series mixed in there. You're going to have to play against teams that you've sucked against. So we'll see. I'm skeptical if they're going to be any better this time around or depreciably better than they were last time around. But we're about to find out, because this is where they finally start to play some quality competition and not, you know, Detroit every other night.
Well, Jones, they don't have to be significantly better, frankly, than the last time around, because the rest of the competition for the final wild card spots in the American League just isn't good. I mean, you're competing with Cleveland, who can pitch, but they, I don't think they can hit outside of Ramirez. The Angels, who are a dumpster fire. The White Sox, who haven't accomplished anything this year. They've got problems with the manager there. Like, I mean, they're so deeply flawed. The competition is so deeply flawed. However, do keep in mind, the Rays are dealing with a tremendous amount of injury problems
right now. The Rays are behind you right now.
They're free-falling at the moment. You should be better than them. You will be more competitive against the Rays than you were at the beginning of the year. I don't think you're as good as Toronto. I don't think you're as good as the Yankees. But in this current format in baseball, you don't have to be. You can make the playoffs essentially almost by default. Teams like the Red Sox and the Yankees, with six playoff teams in each league now, should never miss the playoffs ever again. It should never happen. Do you know how mediocre the sixth team in each league is generally every year? I mean, the level of mediocrity.
85 wins.
Oh, God. The Red Sox can be tremendously mediocre. Anybody can be tremendously mediocre and still make the playoffs. I don't like it.
So here's my question to you then, McCarthy. You know, this team is also flawed as well. You know where the areas they need help in. Back end of the bullpen could use a real first baseman. Maybe another outfielder in terms of depth there. Will, I know you're not part of the Bluminati, thank God. Will Heim Bloom actually get off his ass and make a bold move by the trade deadline, or is it just going to be more roster filler to make it look like, see, we did something, kind of like last year? And look, they got really lucky when it came to the likes of Kyle Schwarber. But when he's out there, you know, adding the big fudge to the bullpen, how are you supposed to get excited about that? Is it going to be more of the same?
It's going to be more moves like that. And listen, you could argue they did hit on Robles. They did hit on Austin Davis. They certainly hit on Kyle Schwarber, who, of course, they got because his value was depreciated because he was hurt. It's going to be more of that this year from Heim Bloom. I'm convinced of it. It's going to be half measures that, you know, likely will work in some way, shape, or form. Obviously, he proved to you that he can do that last year. But what's the goal here? You know, are we trying to win the World Series? Or are we trying to go for it? Or is it just going to be half measures, half measures, half measures, and keep selling you on the long term and the future? The Red Sox, given that they will be a playoff team, I don't think there's any way they won't be. They will be a playoff team in the American League. You should add, and you should add aggressively at the deadline. You should go for it. You should try to win the World Series, because we keep talking about the future and the farm system's good, and it is. But the core of this team could be gone in 6 months. Rafael Devers' contract situation is coming to a reckoning. Xander Bogaerts is essentially a free agent. He's probably going to walk. Nate Eovaldi, your ace, free agent. Christian Vasquez, who's been one of your best players over the last 2 months, your catcher, free agent. He's probably going to make a lot of money with the way he's playing. Kike Hernandez, your center fielder, free agent. You're literally talking, oh, JD Martinez, by the way, free agent. You're talking about essentially your three best hitters potentially being gone. Your ace, your catcher, and your center fielder, the middle of your roster. You could have a completely different team next year. Your core could be gone. I keep hearing about the future. I'm sorry, the future is now. Your window to compete and contend is now. Go out and add.
Well, maybe part of the future is Aaron Judge. I know this has been talked about thanks to a article on ESPN behind the paywall that popped up yesterday, that Aaron Judge, who's also going to be a free agent, could be linked to the Red Sox. One of the teams that might have some interest in him, that could obviously afford him in the next offseason. Would that be something that would be a big splash that would make the likes of McCarthy and Milliken and all the other Red Sox superfans and Illuminati happy going forward?
This Illuminati is happy, don't you worry.
Well, right, you know, they'll find
Milliken's happy.
Yeah, whatever they do, they'll find
some goofy stat to justify anything that happens with this team. And just quickly, Jones, this, I can't be the only one that feels like this. I feel like I know how, you know, you think and how your mind works.
What's that?
Dark and scary place.
Like we swept the Tigers like this whole month. It just feels like too much premature celebrating in my
opinion. No, of course. That's fine. Celebrate in June. That's fine. Go ahead and celebrate. Be a Patriots fan celebrating last year in November. It'll all come back to you. Like, it's a team that's peaking too soon. I guess the Celtics ultimately got all the way to game 6 of the NBA Finals. Still lost. But, you know, if you wanted to spike that football, then you were right about the Celtics. You were wrong about the Pats. I bet you'll be wrong about the Red Sox, too.
We'll be heavy baseball here this first hour, believe it or not, because I also know that baseball boy back there, Matt McCarthy, wants to... The term you used, I don't even know if we can use it in the email.
I don't think we should use it.
Yeah, he wanted to verbally do something. He wanted to verbally service Shohei Ohtani after the last couple of nights
and
that he has had. And I don't blame him.
God.
He is
so hot.
Maybe the he's arguably like one of the biggest names in sports, but he's also at the same time overlooked because he plays in a market no one cares about, and the games are on too late. You really only get to watch him because of the clips you see on the internet, and that's it.
And he plays the wrong sport.
Well, that too. So,
douche.
This Aaron Judge story, whether or not the Red Sox might be interested going forward, we'll touch on that. You want to join us, talk Sox here, and then anything baseball-related in the first hour. It's Felger and Maz without Felger, without Maz. 617-779-0985. Back after this.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The most popular afternoon radio show in Boston.
Back in your face, suck it!
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Down to get it, Story, and that's another win. The Red Sox are making that a habit. Another one in the win column. Well, that was a fuck down.
It didn't start well, two to nothing, but Walker did a nice job, especially in the sixth inning, to pitch. And then the two-run bomb by Ref Snyder made it 4-2, and then a double chalk ball by Verdugo. But they did what they had to do. They swept Detroit.
No doubt about it. And they're betting in a, you said, habit, make it a good habit, keep winning. They're getting hot now at the right time, and they're playing good baseball, man.
Welcome back to Felger and Maz, here on 98.5 of Sports Hub, simulcast NBC Sports Boston. Mike out, Tony out, so you get Big Jim Murray here with Adam Jones and Matt McCarthy. Red Sox complete the sweep of the Detroit Tigers last night at home, 6-2 the final. And yep, they're cleaning up on a crap team, but I can't get too excited about that. And look, the park is relatively full, it's nice weather, it's something to do. Celtics, disappointing run there in the finals, so it's over. There's really only one team to focus on, it's the Sox. So maybe that's why it's there's a little bit more buzz around them than I feel like there should be. Like, talk to me once, you know, they go through this gauntlet here. Talk to me once you start playing Toronto and the Yankees. And leading up, they have a lot of tough games leading into the All-Star break here. After then, I feel like we can make a fairer assessment. But for right now, like, yeah, no one's going to stop the Sox. Calm down.
And even after they've been red hot, they're tied for the last wild card.
Yeah, right.
In a year where there's never been more playoff spots. Like, they're still only tied for fifth, I guess. Them in Toronto? Who were they right there with? Or was that yesterday? Like, maybe the standings have updated by a half game. Like, they're barely even in the playoffs after their red hot run. They've 16-4 over their last 20. They played great all month, just had one of their best months. You're barely even in the playoffs. So no, I don't want to hear from it. And now they're one game up on Minnesota, excuse me. So they're in the fifth wild card spot, which last year would have been last place in the postseason. Like, it's not even that impressive.
ESPN's Buster Olney yesterday speculating that Aaron Judge, yes, big baby Huey, Aaron Judge could end up with the Red Sox as a free agent this coming winter. Yesterday he listed seven teams who might be in the mix for Judge if he leaves: the Yankees, the Red Sox, along with the Dodgers, Angels, Mets. But here was his rationale with him linking to the Red Sox. Like, and just let me just say, like, right off the bat here, no pun intended, this will never happen because the Red Sox aren't going to spend that kind of money on a player like this. But he goes on to say,
I won't spend it on anybody, but yeah, right. Not a good player like this. No,
this is a franchise that traded Mookie Betts, stunned Xander Bogaerts with a shockingly light, extension offer, and apparently has made few inroads on a long-term deal with Rafael Devers. There's plenty of players in the trade market worth getting excited about. and loss of others worth following from the big three to potential deadline rockers. So why might Boston owner John Henry get involved with Judge? What might that sound like, by the way, Jones?
Get that big Yankee.
Because he's responsible for the trade of Betts, greenlighted the offer to Bogarts and hasn't locked up Devers. There is unrest among Red Sox fans, many of whom have become convinced their team has become allergic to spending big money. I wonder why they feel that way. The signing of Judge would change that narrative, rip the Yankees' best position player out of their lineup, get Red Sox fans turning out early to watch Judge put divots into the aluminum siding that protects the green monster. The part there that I do agree with, you know, there is still, I feel like, well, I mean, at least when they cared and the Red Sox weren't just another part of ownership's portfolio, they did care about that Red Sox-Yankee narrative and the evil empire and trying to knock them down a peg. So if they did still care about that, that part I could find feasible. Let's get Judge basically out of spite to do the Yankees dirty. The rest of this, though, and how they've run this operation, or at least how the operation's been run since Chaim Bloom took over, like, there's no way, is there?
So, I mean, it would have to change. What they've been doing would have to change, but I don't totally rule it out for the reason you just stated. You can weaken the Yankees by also getting better. And secondarily, and this is something that Maz has talked about, I think we were in the same day when he brought up the ratings over the weekend. They were down against the Cardinals on Father's Day weekend, even from a year ago, which seems odd. The Red Sox were in the ALCS last year. The Red Sox started great a season ago, but you know, the ratings are down from last year. Maybe it was Celtics hangover, maybe it was U.S. Open, but whatever, the ratings were down. If they look at that and say, we need buzz, we need a star. Like, not for nothing, no one's tuning in for Rafael Devers. He's a great player. He's not must-watch TV. Xander Bogaerts, great player. He's not must-watch TV. Aaron Judge, they may view as must-watch TV. He's the kind of person, maybe like a Shohei Ohtani, that can get you to tune in and say, oh, this is something different. It's not just, you know, some left-handed guy who rakes. It is somebody different, somebody special, somebody who's must-watch television. And if they subscribe to that, that they need buzz to, what, generate revenue off the team or make their franchise more valuable or whatever, then that's one reason why I could see them dipping a toe in the pool. But obviously something drastic would need to change because, you know, right now it's Linda's spending and not the baseball team.
And it should never come to that either for a big market team, especially the likes of the Red Sox. So if you had to look at it this way, Matt, and going into next offseason, it's Bogaerts, Devers, or Judge. Who do you pick?
Oh, my God, it's Bogaerts, Devers. You're a much better baseball team if you do that. I mean, and Jones is on to it. The only scenario in which the Red Sox dip their toes into the Aaron Judge sweepstakes, which is going to take a hell of a lot of money and a major commitment over the course of, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years, somewhere in that ballpark, is if Bogaerts walks and Devers, as a result, doesn't want to stay here and you're forced to trade Devers. And then now all of a sudden, you got to save face with the fans. And John Henry says, yeah, all right, here's, you know, $250-300 million. Go out, get Aaron Judge. Go out and do it. That's a horrible baseball decision. Horrible. Aaron Judge has been healthy in two of his big league seasons. Just two. All right. So you let Bogaerts walk, you trade Devers, and you say, we'll go out and sign Aaron Judge, and we will excite the fans. That's exactly how they'd view it.
The scenario that he painted was you'd keep two of the three, or you'd get two of the three. So you're not letting Devers and Bogaerts both walk. But look, I don't know about you, Jim. I kind of think all of a sudden I'm on board with the monster. Like, the feeding the monster idea that Theo was so against, like, chasing the buzz, chasing television ratings, like, I think I'm kind of on board with that. I think I'm kind of on board with the Red Sox getting their TV show back, because baseball's not enough to draw me. Just good baseball, maybe in October, but good baseball's not enough to draw me in. Like, I kind of want them to feed the monster. I don't think that's such a bad pejorative thing anymore. Go out and sign somebody who will get me to watch. And I'm sorry, Devers and Bogaerts don't do that. How long have those guys been here? Those guys don't get me to sit down on a random night to watch a baseball game. They don't.
Jones, admit it. You're not watching baseball.
I probably won't.
Come on.
I probably
won't.
Let's
be real, Jones.
But it's more likely with him than with these guys. I know I don't watch with these guys.
Yeah, you won't be watching with Aaron Judge because he won't be on the field. It's a bad baseball decision. That being said, Jones.
Well, then I'll enjoy ripping it.
Yeah, that being said, I see what you're doing here. I see. Now, what was I going to say? Go ahead, Jim.
All right, well, let's go to the phone.
Oh, real quick. The feeding the monster thing. They've gotten so far away from that. I do want them to feed the monster just a little bit.
Feed it.
Yeah.
It's hungry.
Yeah.
People don't watch.
Chaim Bloom is not the type to feed the monster. And I think ultimately that's going to be his downfall. is that you're not going to make a move or two to try and get you over the hump, to try and win a World Series. You do need to be a little bit risky with your spending. You do need to eventually go out and sign guys to big contracts that you might not like eventually. But feeding the monster in some ways is retaining Xander Bogaerts and is keeping Rafael Devers, because somebody like Chaim Bloom is going to say, well, I can't give Xander Bogaerts 6 for $180. That would be reckless. Really, in the grand scheme of things, is that reckless? You can afford it if in years 5 and 6, Xander Bogaerts isn't producing at this level.
I'm not driving 70 in the 65. That is just reckless.
Oh, my God.
I won't be doing that. Thank you very much.
It is just obnoxious, though, that it's ultimately going to come down to, like, say they do lose out on Bogaerts and Devers and they move on this offseason. It's like, well, we got to do something, so we'll go get Aaron Judge. When, again, the reality is you should be in on all three. Or even, you know, you mentioned J.D. Martinez is also going to be a free agent. Like, you're the effing Boston Red Sox. You shouldn't be playing this shell game of like, well, we can't do that. We can only pick one or two.
Imagine if the Dodgers were like, we can't have Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman.
Right.
Like, imagine if the Dodgers did that. So you should be acting like them. That's who you should be acting like, but you don't.
And the problem with the Trevor Story signing is it's not, we're signing Trevor Story because it's a luxury we can afford to. We're going to pay him $140 million to play second base. The real logic behind signing Trevor Story is, we'll have him play second base for 1 year. We won't really treat it like a luxury because he's here to replace Xander Bogaerts. That's the problem with the Story signing. Not spending $140 million on a player who has proven he's not a $140 million a year, you know, over 6 years player. Maybe he's a $90 million player. He's not a $140 million player, but you should be able to afford to do that as the Red Sox. They can afford to do it, but the reason he's here is to replace the guy who's a significantly better player than him. That's the issue.
All right, your calls, and Matt McCarthy wants to verbally service Shohei Ohtani of the Angels when we get back. We'll do that after the headlines with Matt McCarthy here on Philly.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
What do you want to talk about?
Mike in Framingham, what?
Felger and Mass.
Hey, I love your show. I don't agree with anything you guys ever say, though.
More Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The 2-2 to Shohei Ohtani! He has done it! Wow! Way back! We are tied up his second three-run jack of the night! Segoy! Shohei! Shohei, the tie game. What a swing. 2 3-run home runs. A mammoth home run. Shohei, unbelievable. The unicorn does it again.
He has tied his career high in strikeouts with 12. It's the master at work. 0-2 coming.
It is in there. A career high 13 strikeouts for Shohei Ohtani. Shohei.
I will say this. The Angels could use a better play-by-play.
Holy smokes.
Oh, boy. Maybe I should put in my application.
No, that's what Baker's does it. That means...
How about a little Baker's does it, Shohei?
Hey, that means 13, not 12. That's why they call it a Baker's does it.
Shohei, hey. The money.
He's the unicorn.
This freak in nature. It's Felger and Maz, 98.5 of Sports Hub. It's Big Jim and Jones in for Mike and Tony. We got Matt McCarthy in my normal spot. This freak. Shohei Ohtani of the Angels arguably had the most impressive back-to-back games in the history of Major League Baseball. I don't even think that's being hyperbolic, Matt. Tuesday goes 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 8 RBI. In that one, you heard the call over the ninth inning, too, to tie the game. He pimped it, too. It was great. He just stood there and stared like I would have. Good for him. And then last night, 8 innings pitched, no earned runs, 13 strikeouts. And some of those strikeouts, that 13th particular, like the movement on the ball, it's just pure filth. So go ahead.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is the coolest athlete I've ever seen. I mean, undeniably. Turn Jones's mic off. Let me have my moment, for the love of God. Tuesday night, those two bombs he hit, tanks, nukes, really, magisterial, majestic, magnificent. He hits the baseball with violence. It's the best way I can describe it. Authority and violence. To the opposite field, to pull, it doesn't matter. There isn't a single thing this man can't do at the plate. And then he takes the mound last night and strikes out 13 guys, shoves the bats right up the Royals keisters. I will never see anything like it ever again. What you're watching, and unfortunately you're not watching it because he's playing for the Angels. It's a worthless franchise who have literally two of the greatest players in the history of the game in Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout and can't make the playoffs. Baseball needs to get him out of there. They need to get him out of there. We have my quote up on the screen here. Yes. It's my understanding. I can't see that from here. Yeah, you can just, Jim, I don't know if you want to read my quote for the
Matt
people.
Matt said, I love him. I love him so much. He is the greatest baseball player to ever walk the planet. He was molded by the gods and put on this earth to do this. And the Boston Red Sox should sign him because he's going to be a free agent in a year and a half. 10 years, $450 million. If they don't sign him, I want everyone fired. That was from the pre-show email.
Yeah, and that's editing out some other...
Some
other gratuitous things that you'd like to
do. So free agent after 2023. So this part I agree with you on. And so coolest athlete ever, I'm kind of with Jones's myth there because, he is a baseball player. It's the sport I care about the least. That said, he would be better served for baseball and for himself as a brand if he was in a bigger market on, say, the Red Sox or the Yankees or something like that. Because to me, and I think to most people that don't care about baseball the way they once did, all he does is like live on in clips. This is really a phenomenal thing that he's pulled off here these last couple of nights. But to me, I only see it in clip form on Twitter. I don't go out of my way to go see Shohei Ohtani unless he was like playing the Red Sox or when they had that series and he played him here. Yep. Other than that, like the games are on too late. He plays for a team I don't care about. I'll just watch it in clip form.
Stink. Like the number one thing for me the last two nights is, oh, great. He did all those great statistics and the home runs and the strikeouts and everything. They were 1-1. They're 500.
That game that the one he tied up with the 8 RBI, they lost that game.
They lost.
Single-handedly.
Because they suck. And it's not his fault they suck. No. But they suck. I have a question for you, McCarthy, though, because you poo-pooed the Judge idea again. Why don't you like Aaron Judge?
Because he gets hurt.
Oh.
So does Ohtani.
Well, this is what I was just going to say. Ohtani hasn't exactly... He was healthy last year, 155 games, and that's playing the field and pitching. Other than that, 104 games, 106 games, 44 games, COVID-shortened year. And this year he's on pace to be healthy again. That's not exactly a model of health. It's not exactly a profile for being healthy either. Pitcher and hitter, you're twice as likely to get hurt.
Jones, I understand what you're saying. If you sign him for a 10-year deal, you're not going to get value on that at the end. Who knows how long he will do this? But what we're watching is the most unbelievable, special thing that you could probably have in the sport. And don't you need that? Doesn't this speak to your Feed the Monster take?
I referenced his name earlier. No, it's not like I'm against signing him, but I'd sign Judge too. I don't really care about the injuries. I'll take good, exciting, interesting players.
The Red Sox should sign Judge and Ohtani and Bogarts and Devers because, of course, they can afford it. The Red Sox can afford anything. They're richer than God. So, yes, I understand what you're saying, but if you were asking me, would I rather have Ohtani or Judge? I would take Ohtani. I would take Ohtani because what you're seeing is the most electric thing. I mean, I was at that game at Fenway Park. It was the only thing I could ever compare to a Pedro Martinez start. It was that electric. We need that in this town. Feed the monster on this one. Go out and get this player. And you know what? It might be the most 3 or 4 spectacular years that you'll have as a fan. It might be short-lived. And who knows if he'll be a two-way player forever? He probably won't be. But do it. Go out and pay for it. because you can always afford it on the back end. I don't care if you're paying this guy $45 million for 5 years at the end of the deal because it just doesn't work out and breaks down, whatever. You're the Red Sox. You can afford it. Go out and do it.
Yeah, give him two crappy prospects and, you know, attach something to him and trade him away like you did with David Price or Carl Crawford. You've gotten out of bad contracts before. So if it ever came to that, you could get out of it. Look, if it's a choice between Judge and Ohtani, I would even concede I would take Ohtani here. But I would like the Red Sox to be in on something like that. And if it means they have to make a choice on some of their own guys, I'm more interested in some of these other guys, but I ultimately land in the same place. You shouldn't have to pick and choose. You're the Red Sox.
They got
to
get him out of that market, though, and on that team. And, you know, and I understand, look, there's, because of the time that Ichiro was there and, you know, it's such a big Japanese population in the Pacific Northwest that, you know, maybe the Mariners would be in on him. He can't go there either. Like, it's got to be really down to two teams, Boston, the Red Sox or the Yankees.
Yeah. Right. Has to be.
For baseball to actually get something out of it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
100%.
Because otherwise, again, like, I only really see the clips like that's it, and I'd like to see him because he is a unicorn. It's a freak show. I never thought in my lifetime that I would see something like this. I mean, you heard those stories of Babe Ruth, like he's Paul Bunyan, for God's sakes. Like, you mean he pitched and could strike people out and hit home runs? Woo, that'll never happen in my lifetime, but here we are with this guy.
Yeah, but what Ohtani is doing is, I mean, Babe Ruth started as a pitcher and then transitioned to hitting. I mean, what Ohtani is doing at the same time, being an all-star power hitter and an all-star pitcher, it's completely and totally unheard of. You'll never see it ever again. You need to get him here. Get him to Boston. He belongs in a place like this.
Now, this reminds me a little. It's like Tim Kirkchen-esque, what McCarthy's doing. It's like Tim Kirkchen-esque, except I don't think Tim Kirkchen uses the gratuitous, sexual euphemisms. Yeah. That's what Kirkchen's been missing all these
years. Maybe the Baseball Tonight email chain back in the day was a really filthy
place. I would love to do that to Ohtani.
All right, I've promised your phone calls. We'll get to them next on a long commercial-free segment. One open line you want to join us, 617-779-0985. Very baseball-heavy here this first hour. Who saw that coming me in the facilitator's chair today? But there you go, 617-779-0985. And also at the top of the hour, we will focus our attention on the Patriots. Jones picked up something from a recent column from Tommy Curran about their offense. We'll touch on that along with your phone calls. Again, coming up next here on Felger and Mass.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They love each other.
That's a lie. It's bullcrap.
And the audience loves them.
Oh, definitely grumpy. I don't care. Well, listen, guess what? You're in New England.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Up.
Yeah, Matt Furrant. Good pull, Jay Stu. I said play something good, and he did. I'll take all the Oasis you can pull, Jimmy. Felger and Mass, 98.5 of Sports.
This wasn't in the rundown.
Yeah.
We can't do that.
What is this?
This is fun. It's Felger and Mass, and seeing as we are having fun, means Mike and Tony are off. So you get Jim Murray here along
We're
with
not
Adam
talking about the rejoins.
Adam Jones and Matt McCarthy and you at 617-779-0985. As promised, right to the phones. Tom and Quincy. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I had to take advantage of the baseball heavy talk right now, so with my day off and everything. But this Aaron Judge talk is a little bit maddening to me. In the terms of, well, Sox fans want them to spend, and Sox fans want this, and Sox fans want that. No, the Sox fans that I am, and I believe Matt is, and a lot of the people that I talk to every day, they want to re-sign the guys that are here. They don't want to see Bogaerts leave. They don't want to see Devers leave. And to be honest with you, if it comes down to letting those guys walk away and sign an Aaron effing Judge to replace it because they feel that they effed it all up, I have no time for that. No time. Nothing personal against Aaron Judge. I will take Bogaerts and Devers over Aaron Judge a million out of a million times.
What if, Tom, what if you could pair Judge with one of them? Like, would you take Devers Judge over Devers Bogaerts, or, you know, Judge Bogaerts over Bogaerts and Devers? Like, is there a combination or a permutation that you would go with over those two?
Ideally, I want the one currently here, but if you're going to tell me you're going to get Aaron Judge and you're going to let Bogaerts walk away because you don't want to pay him, Judge is going to command far more money than Bogaerts is. So I don't really understand the logic of signing him instead of keeping those two guys.
Well, one's a better player, right?
Yeah, Bogaerts is a better player.
Interesting. So, I mean, I would disagree with that, but if you feel that way, that's how you feel. You answered the question, McCarthy, the same way as Tom, right? You said you want to keep Bogaerts and, I was about to say Betts, Bogaerts and Devers over bringing in Judge?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's the best baseball decision. I think Bogaerts is going to age far more gracefully than Judge. Bogaerts will not command the money that Judge will. Again, money should never be an issue for the Red Sox, but I know Bogaerts can play here. I know he'll perform well. I think he will stay healthy. I think that is the best baseball decision. I mean, again, Jones, you should sign Judge and keep Bogaerts.
No, right.
Devers,
but I agree with that.
That's obviously not going to happen.
I agree with that. But let's, you know, make the game a little more challenging. Instead of just sign everybody under the sun, which they can and I would love for them to do, I would go Judge and Devers. I would let Bogaerts go in that scenario. Because I think those are, I mean, it's the AL MVP, and it's a guy, or, you know, it's maybe the two candidates to be AL MVP this year. And as good as Bogaerts is, I don't really know that he's sniffing that.
I mean, listen, Aaron Judge is a better player than Xander Bogaerts is at this moment, but there are injury concerns with Aaron Judge. I would sign Bogaerts. If we're talking about signing, you know, Judge to what he's going to command, what, 8 for $260 or Bogaerts 6 for $180? I'll go Bogaerts. He also plays shortstop. He'll play shortstop for at least a few more years. I think he'll stay healthy. I think he will age more gracefully.
That's thinking a little bit too much like Chaim Bloom for my taste.
I know. It's disgusting,
isn't
it?
That's chasing the good value.
Yeah. No, it is.
That's thinking a little. That sounds a little Illuminati-ish.
I know. Of course, the only problem is Chaim Bloom hates Xander Bogaerts. So that's the only flaw in that logic.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Shukri in Brookline next here on Felger and Mass. Hey, Shukri.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I wanted to bring up a point you guys were talking about during the first segment of the program. It relates to the Red Sox schedule. And this whole talk of the Red Sox are back, it's a bit premature, and I'm not trying to come across as a hater, but rather like the hardcore baseball fan that I am. And that is, you look at the schedule right now, and you guys were right. The Red Sox schedule gets a lot more challenging, but what I mentioned to the phone screener before I was put on the air was the fact that the real test really is going to be at the beginning of July, going right into the All-Star break. And for me, I look at the stretch between July 4th and July 10th as the real test for the Red Sox, if this team is in fact for real and a legitimate playoff contender, between the Rays and the Red Sox, and not to discredit the team that they played beforehand in Toronto or Cleveland, but that is going to be a real legitimate litmus test as to whether if this Red Sox team is for real or not. Because right now, they are pretty much an average team that is happening to be luckily in a sixth playoff position. Otherwise, if this was 2021, they wouldn't be in right now.
Thanks, Shukri. Yeah, look, I think they're there kind of by default. Like, it's because they are cleaning up on some of these suck teams, and there's a lot of suck teams that were vying for that third playoff, the third wild card spot. The Angels have been a disaster and can't get out of their own way. The White Sox, as you mentioned, Matt, you know, should probably fire Tony La Russa because they've been a dumpster fire this year. He's right, though. Shukri, looking at the schedule ahead of the All-Star game, you know, say this goes completely the other way here. You know, they've had this ridiculous June here. But say, like,
you know, leading into the All-Star break, they are losing that series to the Rays and the Yankees, mm-hmm. and then they have Tampa and the Yankees again, and say it's, you know, they play that at like a 350 clip. Do they become sellers?
They shouldn't. Again, your future is now. Your core will be gone at the end of this year. If you will, I think even if you struggle against the American League East, and I anticipate that you will, you are still going to make the playoffs. So go out and add to this team. No, the Red Sox should not be sellers at this point. They've shown you enough, right? Even against the dregs of the league, they've shown you that they are a playoff team.
Yeah, and look, I think they should be buying as well, but that is Chaim going to do that?
No.
Is Chaim going to trade his precious little prospects, most of whom the good ones are Dave Dombrowski's anyway? They're not even his own prospects? Like, is he going to do that? I doubt it, but I hope he does.
Mark in Cambridge on something Jones brought up earlier. Are the Red Sox peaking too early? Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. Uh-huh. And just as you were just saying, I mean, I don't consider it peaking too early when the Sox are beating the teams they're supposed to beat. If the Sox were losing to the Tigers and these other crappy teams, you guys would be all over them saying, if you can't beat these teams, how do you expect to contend in the fall? So good on the Sox for doing what they're supposed to do and beating the crap teams out there. Excuse me. You know, they got to keep on just winning, but you know, if they don't beat up on the bad teams, then they're not going to have any chance against the good teams. So I think that take on, you know, peaking too early, I would revise that and say something like beating the teams they're supposed to beat.
Yeah, I'm not going to revise it, but I understand what you're saying. Like, you know, I don't give them all that much extra credit for beating the teams you're supposed to beat. Like,
yeah,
I think you're supposed to do that.
I liked Mark's even-tempered take on it. It's just like, okay, like they're beating up on crap teams and like, you know, small golf clap. Like, yay. It's the bleh on Twitter that I see, and granted, I should probably listen to the man who's normally in this seat and stay off the internet. It's the, you just swept the Tigers, guys. Like, give me a break. Like, right. We're doing cartwheels over this. Stop it.
Are they saying it yet, or are they still not saying it?
Say it, Jones.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, the Red Sox are back.
The Red Sox are back. The Red Sox are back. Say it.
Wait,
say it.
Wait, I'm still not supposed to say it? I'm still not supposed to say it. Okay.
Right. 6:28. Hey, listen, there's only 20 seconds that you can drop. I'll just say the Red Sox are back and have been for a month for the next 20 seconds.
Oh, your mic died. Don't say it, Matt.
Kevin in Foxborough on Shohei Ohtani. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Hate to shut that dream down, but I'm pretty sure when he first came into the league, he told all the teams he was sticking on the West Coast to be closer to Japan. So Boston's on the other side of the world. I don't think there's any chance.
Okay, but do you think there's a chance that could have changed with him? Like, he got there and he's like, all right, well, I was on the West Coast, but this blows. Like, yeah. Let me go somewhere else.
I think he wants to win. I mean, he's talked about that. So, you know, that might be a reason he doesn't go back to the Angels. Now, that means the Dodgers are probably the most likely destination. And
I was going to say, we forgot another team there. Well, that should be a bidding war between the Red Sox and Yankees. The Dodgers will be involved in that, too, and rightfully so.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's ultimately probably where he ends up. I mean, he's in Los Angeles. He's probably comfortable with it. You know, to Kevin's point, and he did say that. I mean, a lot of the Japanese players prefer to be on the West Coast because it's closer to, you know, it's closer to home. But somebody like Shohei Ohtani, I mean, I think you could probably maybe at this point convince him on the history of it. Like, you belong in New York. You belong in the house that Ruth built. You belong at Fenway Park. He would destroy the monster here with his power to the opposite field. His swing is built for Fenway Park. I mean, Jimmy Stewart was saying it before the show. I mean, he's got the follow through like Wade Boggs. He can go to the opposite field, but with tremendous authority and, as I said, violence.
Even if he doesn't end up here, here's what needs to happen for him and what would be good for baseball. Like, a real bidding war. Like, we got to go back now. Yeah. What is this, 15 years or whatever the hell it is? Felger and Maz Math. Alex Rodriguez was, the baseball fan, like everyone who Alex Rodriguez was, but he didn't become A-Rod and become like a national household name and hated until there was that bidding war around the Valentine's Day between the Red Sox and Yankees. That's when he became A-Rod, household name, a brand. Ohtani is known to you hardcore baseball fans, but if you need him to become something more, and I think MLB should be looking to have that happen, you need a real bidding war. Yep. Red Sox, Yankees have the Dodgers involved day to day. That's what we're talking about. Like, that would be good for him, and that'd be good for the sport.
It'd be amazing for the Sox. It'd be amazing for baseball. It'd be great for the sport. Yes. 10 years, $450 million. Give it to him.
And McCarthy will throw in a little extra something on the side.
Yeah, better believe it.
Like multiple MIGs will be thrown in there. I hope at least Jones got the reference. I'm happy. All right, no commercials here. One open line you want to join us?
Can I Google that on a work computer?
Oh, I don't think so.
All right, on the phone we go.
617-779-0985. You want to continue any of the conversation we've had about the Red Sox, Shohei Ohtani, what a freak he is. Do you want to touch on something that Tommy Curran wrote about the Patriots?
Yeah, I know Migs.
Yeah, there. Yeah, it took you a minute. The Patriots and their offense and how that's going to change.
Don't say it, Matt.
For 2022. We'll do that after McCarthy does the headlines here on Phil Grown Man.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.